What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sean Hurd. Sean, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. Well, I know you're in Cleveland. What's the vibe? How's everybody feeling out there?
Yeah, the energy is high in Cleveland. We've got such a great, group of matchups tonight. South Carolina, NC State, Iowa, UConn. You know, we've got stars, undefeated teams, great coaching. It should be a really good evening.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Well, talk to us about the matchup that's going to take place about an hour from now. North Carolina State, we know, is operating with both the men and the women's here in the Final Four, taking on South Carolina. Does North Carolina State stand a chance? Of course they do. And how can they best go out there and win and compete against South Carolina?
Yeah, you know, I think it's no question that NC State is the underdog in this matchup. But, you know, after practice on Thursday, NC State guard Tanaya Rivers, who actually transferred from South Carolina to NC State 2 years ago, you know, she told the media, you know, we're the party crashers and we're coming to crash the party. NC State started the year unranked in the AP. They were picked to finish eighth in the APC. They've always viewed themselves as the underdog since the season started. Keep in mind, the teams that NC State beat to get here, you know, they beat a very good number two seed Stanford team in 2016, then a number one seed Texas in the Elite Eight. So their arrival in the Final Four is no fluke. They're a strong defensive team. They like to get out and run. A tremendous backcourt with Tanaya Rivers and Uzziah James. A really good team to watch. They're going to put up a fight tonight. And then, of course, on the other end, you have South Carolina. You know, they enter this Final Four. It's their fourth straight. They enter this Final Four undefeated. It's the second straight year they've done that. But this year's starting five is completely different than a year ago. That's what has made this particular South Carolina team so impressive. And it's a different style of play than we've seen previously, too. You know, they play faster. They have excellent perimeter threats now. And their defense continues to be dominant, as we have, you know, become accustomed to from Don Staley's program. So it should be a really great matchup tonight between these two teams.
Sean Hurd is joining us from ESPN's Anscape, covers women's basketball. At the end of the day, do you have South Carolina and the Gamecocks walking away with the championship on Sunday?
I do. And I think the biggest reason for that is, you know, South Carolina has the deepest bench in college basketball. They have the SEC tournament most important, you know, valuable player on the bench in freshman star Miley Shaffold Wiley. That doesn't even include Ashlyn Watkins and Tanaya Fagan and Chloe Kitts. You know, South Carolina has logged the fewest individual minutes of any team left in the tournament. And there might be bigger stars on other teams, but I think South Carolina is the best team, where different players step up in different games, and that's what makes it really hard to outlast them for 40 minutes.
Without a shadow of a doubt, when you think about the game that we have later on tonight, people are looking at it less as a UConn versus Iowa matchup, and people are saying, hey, man, we get a chance to see Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark. What are your thoughts on this matchup, and is Caitlin Clark going to have to carry them past UConn?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a shrewd battle of two superstars in the sport, right? And you know, it'll be their second meeting, you know, the first coming in 2021 in the 316 where UConn came out on top. Both Caitlin and Paige are coming off tremendous performances in the Elite Eight. You know, Caitlin had 41-7-12, Paige had 28-10-6. Just ridiculous stuff, right? And, you know, it's likely both Caitlin and Paige are going to deliver tonight individually, so the question then becomes, which supporting cast delivers behind them. For Iowa, that's Gabby Marshall, Kate Martin, Hannah Stolke, Sydney Affalter. In the Elite Eight, we saw Martin and Affalter in particular have really great games, you know, complementing Clark's star power. For UConn, it's, you know, projected WNBA first-round pick Aaliyah Edwards, Nika Mule, and then their freshman tandem that they have starting, KK Arnold and Ashton Shade. Edwards was big in the Elite Eight over USC. Shade, you know, just a freshman, has stepped up big for UConn in other games. And, Mule is UConn's all-time assist leader and a great defender. She'll get the defensive assignment on Clark, but, you know, it takes a team to guard Caitlin Clark, and sometimes that doesn't even work either. So,
well, who do you think is going to walk away with the W in the second matchup?
You know, I've really liked the momentum that UConn has shown. That might not be the most common pick, but, you know, I had UConn winning tonight.
Okay. All right. We're being joined by Sean Hurd, covers women's basketball for ESPN's Anscape. When you think about the explosion of and the interest in women's basketball, I'd say over the past a year and a half or 2 years, how sustainable do you think it's going to be now that there are so many more recognizable names coming through at the college level?
Yeah, I think that's just it. What you said at the end there is, you know, it's not just Caitlin. It's not just Paige. You know, you've got Hannah Hidalgo, a freshman phenom from, you know, Notre Dame. Juju Watkins was, you know, incredible for USC this year. And the list really just goes on. So I think what's great is you start to see, you know, not just one or two stars, but a collection of stars really coming up in women's college basketball. And I think that's what's going to sustain the attention and all of the star power that they've seen so far, you know, in the recent few years.
There's been a lot of conversations about the money that the young ladies are able to make, whether it be from the college side with NIL transitioning over into the WNBA. There's also an age limit where they have to be 22 years old to enter into the WNBA in its draft. Do you think that's something that's going to change into the future, or is that going to take additional teams and expansion?
Yeah, again, I think you just pointed to it at the end there. It's tough already with what the current model looks like, right? There's not enough space for all of the talent that is coming out of college basketball. So I think before that, any changes are made, we have to see, you know, either a change in roster capacity or, like you mentioned, expansion. And, you know, we're going to get an expansion team next year in the Bay Area. So, you know, I think that's a start. But I think for now, I'm not sure we'll see anything come too immediately.
Women's basketball writer Sean Hurd is here with us from ESPN's Anscape. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We know about all of the talent that we've seen and that will be in the WNBA. What do you think Caitlin Clark will do by the time she gets into the league? I don't think she's going to dominate. Obviously, there's going to be an acclimation period. But how and where is she going to slot in, let's say, in a couple of years?
Yeah, you know, I think there's no question Caitlin Clark is going to succeed in the W, right? I think how she succeeds will be the big question. We know that she's an incredible shooter, but perhaps, you know, the most successful sign early on in her career in the W will be as a passer. You know, she's an excellent passer, can find her teammates, you know, incredibly well on the floor with just great court vision. And now she's going to be surrounded by all of this WNBA-level talent, right, who can more readily maybe convert the amazing passes that she's able to make. So I think we could really see her excel as a passer first until she maybe finds her rhythm as a scorer within the W. You know, we've seen some other WNBA first-round picks, for example, struggle out the gate because it's a big transition, it's a big leap that you have to make. You know, everyone's faster, stronger, their IQ is higher. There's an adjustment period, and I think everyone should be prepared to give Caitlin that. But I also think it wouldn't come as a surprise if Caitlin is able to do Caitlin things that we've seen on the collegiate level in the W as well.
Oh, yeah. I can see the deep threes now, bombs away. Hey, Sean, I want to thank you for taking the time to hop on. Are you enjoying Cleveland? I mean, are you going to, like, the museum? What are you doing besides watching all the basketball?
Hey, look, I haven't seen the sky in hours. So, you know, I couldn't tell you too much about Cleveland. We're busy here in the workroom getting some stuff done. But I hope to one day get out and explore. So.
Okay. Drew Carey says Cleveland rocks. So when you have some free time, go outside a little bit, check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sean, thank you for the time. Where can people follow you and all your work with the Anscape?
Absolutely. Anscape.com is where you can find all of my stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at Sean A. Hurd. Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.